Picking up on that last point, this idea that we're so focused on certain words and ignoring the really harmful ones,
Right.
another source dives even deeper into that.
Okay.
They actually call it a puritanical penis puppet show,
Wow.
arguing that our fixation on dirty words comes from this like deep desire to control natural human impulses.
It's like we're ashamed of our own bodies and the things that make us human.
Yeah,
Like we're
exactly.
so uptight about a word like shit, but we're okay with, or at least we overlook, the language used to justify violence and greed.
It's a real disconnect.
Big time.
And they make the argument that words like war and poverty,
Yeah.
words that actually represent systems that inflict real suffering,
Okay.
those are the truly dirty words.
The words that should make us cringe.
Exactly.
So instead of clutching our pearls over someone saying, fuck,
Right.
maybe we should be more concerned about the language used to dehumanize entire groups of people.
Absolutely. It's about looking at the deeper meaning behind words,
Yeah.
the intent, the impact, rather than getting caught up in this arbitrary idea of what's clean versus dirty.
I like that.
It's about substance over style.
Totally. And that same source actually digs into the history of this linguistic prudishness,
Interesting.
congesting its rooted in religious dogma and a need to maintain social hierarchies.
So, like a way to control people through language.
Basically, yeah.
It's amazing how they trace the evolution of these taboos,
Yeah.
showing how what's offensive changes over time and across cultures.
So there are no inherently dirty words,
It seems that way.
just the ones we collectively decide to treat as such.
Exactly. It's all about social conditioning.
This makes me think about how the word bitch has been reclaimed by some women
Yeah.
as a term of empowerment.
That's a great point.
You know, like flipping the script,
Yeah.
taking ownership of a word that was once used to demean them.
It's like they're taking back the power.
Exactly.
It's a really interesting phenomenon.
It is.
It shows how the power of a word can shift
Yeah.
depending on who's using it and how.
Absolutely. And this actually ties into another source
Yeah.
that tackles the question of when it's actually appropriate to use these supposedly inappropriate words.
Because let's be honest, we all use them sometimes.
We do.
So when does it cross the line?
Right. When does it become a problem?
Exactly.
Well, this source dives into this whole delicate dance of context, audience, and intent.
It's complicated.
It
There are
is.
so many factors to consider.
Right. They point out that a word that might be offensive in one setting
Yeah.
can be totally fine, even hilarious in another.
Like you wouldn't drop the F-bomb in a job interview.
Definitely not.
But among close friends, it might be a term of endearment.
It's all about understanding the unspoken rules of the game.
The social context.
Exactly. And they made this really interesting point about how,
That's sad.
in moments of extreme emotion,
Okay.
sometimes a well-placed fuck can be a form of cathartic release.
Oh,
It's not about being intentionally offensive.
right.
It's about expressing the raw intensity of the experience.
Like when you stub your toe really hard, and the only thing that comes out of your mouth is a string of obscenities.
Exactly.
It's not directed at anyone,
Right.
it's just pure, unfiltered emotion.
Exactly. And of course, there's the whole world of artistic expression.
Oh, right.
Comedians, writers, musicians,
Yeah.
they often use profanity to shock, provoke, and challenge social norms.
It's part of their craft.
It is like George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
His seven words routine wasn't just about being funny,
Right.
it was a deliberate act of rebellion against censorship and the hypocrisy around language taboos.
He really pushed the
He
boundaries.
did. He forced us to confront our own discomfort
Yeah.
and question why certain words held so much power over us.
He was a master of language.
He
These
was.
sources really make you think about the power of language,
They
the
do.
absurdity of some of our taboos,
Wow.
and how we all navigate this complex web of linguistic rules and expectations.
It's a lot to think about.
It's like they're saying that instead of fearing dirty words, we should be more curious about them, more
Ooh.
aware of their history and their potential impact.
I like that.
It's about understanding rather than judging.
So, are we ready to dive even deeper into this linguistic rabbit hole?
Let's do it.
In part three, we'll explore how these sources tackle the etymology of dirty words,
Oh.
the attempts to create brand new ones, and the ever-evolving nature of language itself.
Sounds fascinating.
Stay tuned.
Oh.